Welcome to the Lab of Life podcast. I'm your co-host, Raluca, energy healer, intuitive, homeopath, and inner voice guide.
And I'm Lena, scientific mystic and metapsychologist. We're here to explore spirituality, ancient wisdom, and cutting-edge science to optimize our human experience.
Life is complex, and we're here to simplify it for you by sharing practical insights and strategies that will inspire and empower you to unlock your full potential. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Lab of Life podcast. Today, we are talking about birthdays. Both Lena and I recently had our birthdays within the past month, and it just got us reflecting a lot on, you know, the significance of birthdays, the traditions we have around birthdays, and why we do the things we do. And we just kind of wanted to chat about it together to see where all of this started, the way we celebrate birthdays, and if it's really how we want to move forward as a collective.
Exactly. I still think that birthday for me is the biggest and the pretty much only holiday that I celebrate. I like the new year. Besides that, I only like the new year, and only because, again, both those dates or both those holidays signify a beginning of something new, like a new burst of energy, the new year, the new something. And for me, it feels significant to celebrate. But I also like to celebrate the birthdays because it's a celebration of you. It's a form of self-love. It's a form of like getting attention specifically as you. And of course, yes, you can get attention throughout the whole year from your significant others. But I do feel that on this specific date or around the date of your birthday, you have it's almost like a vortex that brings the right attention to you, the attention that you need in order to sort of like expand and progress to the next level. Mm-hmm. How does it feel like for you?
The birthdays for me always have like a sense of, you know, like magic and wonder and setting new wishes and intentions. It does feel like a vortex. Actually, this year for my birthday, I went to blow out the candle and I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't prepare. I don't even know what my wish is. Like other years, I'm like, no, I know what I wish for. This is what I want. And then I got there, I'm like, wait, what do I want? Because I was just like so in the energy and in the fun of celebrating. Yeah, I do feel like birthdays are special, and they have a special energy to it. And it's also like a way to reflect back on how far you've come the previous years, or like just the past 12 months, and what you want for your year now. I felt really excited for my birthday this year because it's a 33. It's a pretty magical number.
Yes, it's a magical number. And your date this year was also very magical. It was like a very powerful date that you had. But it's interesting that I spoke to my mom around my birthday, and she said, I don't know why people celebrate birthdays. I think it's the celebration of you getting older. So she was super negative about that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, that's not the way you should look at things. Yes, you are getting older, but you're also celebrating you being born. It's not that you're celebrating that extra year that you just gained, which you also do, but you're also celebrating you in particular being born and being grateful and reflecting back, just like you said, on things that you accomplished and looking forward to what else is there to accomplish. And it's interesting that I really don't agree with her opinion, but that's how she pretty much lived her life. I don't think she celebrated her birthday since maybe like 40th. Mm-hmm. She felt that it's, I guess exactly like she said, that it's just a celebration of getting older. But for me, every birthday is like a new beginning. And I'm like a kid looking forward to that.
It does feel like a new beginning.
Yeah. And it's almost like a reset. You can erase certain things and start all over again.
Yeah. I always, before my birth, around my birthdays, like, the days before, I like to be like, what am I leaving behind this year? What parts of me am I shedding? What don't I want to take in with me to the next year? It's like a new year thing, like you said, but for my birthday. And then, you know, around the birthday to set new intentions and be like, what do I want now? What are my goals and dreams? Who am I stepping into?
Exactly. It's like a very unique opportunity to reflect and go inward and understand who you are a little bit better.
Yeah.
So how did you celebrate this birthday?
This birthday? So my birthday was on a Saturday this year. It was a Saturday with a full moon energy. It was mm-hmm. Virgo full moon because I'm a Pisces. So yeah, that was a moody full moon.
But oh, yes.
But my celebrations were wonderful. Like on the Friday before, we went out for dinner with my parents and had delicious food. And then on my birthday, my husband took me away for a night and it was a surprise location to me. And we've never he's taken me away from my birthdays before because it's absolutely what I love. Like I just, that's what I love to do for my birthday. I love to go somewhere and just, you know, have everything be taken care of and just lounge around and be relaxed and, you know, just enjoy a new place and a new experience. So this year he took me to, it was a surprise location to me and it was, like an inn and spa. So it had the hot and cold pools and like saunas, which are a Pisces dream. And then the room had a hot tub like in the back. So it's like, wow. It's all wintry and snowy outside and you just sit in the hot tub and there was bubbly wine and the food there was delicious. Like we had dinner reservations and everything. It was just, it was so nice and relaxing. It was everything I wanted. So that's exactly what I love doing for my birthday. And it was just such a nice surprise and everything was just perfect.
Yeah, I used to love celebrating birthday with a lot of people, like big groups of people, the more the better, the louder the better. And lately I'm just like, just leave me alone. I don't even want to go like on my phone in my email and my Facebook and Instagram and so forth. So I'm to see who sent me something. Like I expect certain people, like I only wait for wishes from certain people, not to offend anyone. But then a day or two after, I kind of go in and gather all the beautiful energy from all those wishes. But on the day of, in this year in particular, on the day of my birthday, I did not want to do anything at all. And granted, I wasn't feeling well, I was sick, but I was just in my space, being just like doing absolutely nothing and being in my own cocoon, like a true hermit based on my human design. But then, of course, later on, my partner created this beautiful celebration for me with the concert and the spa experience and in Hollywood and this beautiful Four Seasons hotel experience. So he made me feel like a queen for sure. It was a very beautiful setup that I'm super grateful for. And it did give me the boost that I needed to kind of like step into that new energy and like, okay, now we're going. And it was funny, like one of my closest friends, she totally forgot about my birthday. And then months later, she's like, oh, I forgot about your birthday. And I remember. So we literally just a couple of days ago went and celebrated. And I love to extend that because it mm-hmm. sort of like draws the energy out. And I'm like, I'm still celebrated. This is beautiful. So I like to like extend lately my birthday for weeks and maybe even months to really feel the love and feel the energy of it.
Okay, it's so interesting about your birthday because like you had planned your birthday weekend away from your birthday ahead of time, like that was mm-hmm. like months ahead of time, and it was just such perfect timing because then on your birthday you actually got sick, you got like you had a flu. It was like the universe is like, all right, we can do this now. It was just perfectly timed out.
But I've been doing it for a few years now. Like on my birthday, I usually just go to like a Korean spa to really clean myself, you know, like scrub mm-hmm. all the pieces that should not be there physically and emotionally. And I do like the solitude, like with one or two friends that are super close. I would just do that. And this year, I just, this was like the year that I wanted to be completely alone and not do anything. So that was a new experience for sure. But I do like the cleansing moment of the birthday where you just completely reset. And I know a lot of astrologers say that the month before your birthday or plus minus, it's like you get very, very low on mood or energy and you kind of like in that void where you are right now. Yeah. It, like, I loved your post this morning. That was very cute.
My voice post.
Yeah, so right around the birthday, like right before the birthday, right before that burst of the new energy, you feel like really, really low. It's your 12th month and you really need that reset. And that's exactly how I've been feeling. And I never really noticed that before. But when I learned it, I'm like, yes, that's exactly how I used to feel before each birthday. And I observe others. And that's exactly how they kind of feel a month or two before their birthday. The energy is running out right before they receive that big burst of the new energy.
I'm not feeling the big burst yet. I'm still on the low energy side.
Well, it's been just a few days. Just give it,
that's true.
Give it a moment.
Yeah. So we both like to celebrate our birthdays in like intimate ways, in intimate settings. And I think especially lately for me, I feel like my social battery is very, very low. But I used to love doing like birthday parties too. But then eventually I was like, you know what? Maybe I don't love hosting parties.
Yes.
Because I just want to be like in receiving mode. And I know like there can be pressure to host parties or to you know, have big things for your birthday, but like really what I need right now is like just this like intimate small things.
Yes, exactly.
Like the small groups are like, yeah, not that, you know, like you can celebrate in big ways, but I just mean intimate.
Yeah, but even if you're not hosting the party and somebody's doing everything for you, you're still overwhelmed with the amount of people if it's a big party. Yeah. That's how I feel. And I used to draw the energy from it. And now I feel that it's just too draining. And I like the intimacy of just a small group of close people and to have one-on-one conversations and things like that.
Because birthdays have a lot of traditions that have been built up over the years, right? So we often, there's like birthday messages. You message people happy birthday, or you send them cards, or give a gift, or you do a birthday party, or there's candles and cakes and all of these things. And I feel like sometimes birthdays, along with a lot of other holidays that we have now, by the way, birthdays really started being celebrated in this way, like with the rise of consumerism. Right. There's this all this pressure that gets to be built up around birthdays, that like if somebody does something for you, then you have to do it in return for them. And it's it starts being like this exchanging energy or this transactional energy rather than the joy of it. So it's just, I think we need to go to this place where everybody like does things literally for the joy of them and because they want to, not because they feel like an obligation to. Like, I don't need anybody to feel obligated to wish me a happy birthday if they don't feel like it. Just, it's fine.
Exactly. Just recently, just the past couple of years, I granted myself a permission to not say happy birthday if I don't want to say happy birthday to absolutely anyone. Like if I'm not in the mood to say happy birthday to, obviously people who are close to me, I do feel like it's like an honor for me to honor them on that day. So that's not it. Like that's not the people who I'm talking about, but like relatives or friends that are maybe not so close, and especially people like my mom sends happy birthday wishes to everybody on Facebook. Everybody who she scrolls that day and has birthday, she writes this massive messages with the weird, those random pictures. I used to feel obligated to do that, but now I'm just like, if I don't feel like it, I am not doing it. Stepping more and more into that mindset of we should only give from the abundance and from love and from that feeling that you want to give, not because you're obligated or you have to, even if it's saying happy birthday.
Right. I wonder how birthday celebrations are going to transform with time, like with where the world is going. Like if we're all going to this place that's more authentic and you are following your soul and everything like that, like how the celebrations and birthday traditions are going to change.
But I think if you're a part of the tribe where people are like-minded and they do the same thing you do, that's how it will be celebrated. So there will be people around you who feel and do things like you do. Yeah. So you will be exchanging that energy and the birthdays will be celebrating the way you all like to celebrate.
That's true. Because the thing is, if people do things out of obligation, mm-hmm. then it's like, so you're doing things out of obligation. You're doing things even if you don't feel like it because you feel you should. But then if that person doesn't do it in return or somebody else doesn't do that to you, then you feel resentful. So you mm-hmm. feel resentful and you're like, oh, all these other people are like doing something wrong. Like, so you think they're wrong, but really the reason why you feel resentful is because you did something you didn't want to do mm-hmm. and then felt like that was owed to you. But if you didn't do the thing you didn't want to do in the beginning and only did the things you wanted to do, then that resentment wouldn't be there. Like, you don't feel resentful when you give from a full heart. And yes. because then you don't care. You're like, I gave because I had it, because I wanted to. And I just, it was joyful in the moment to give.
Like, absolutely with anything. And that's it. That does include birthday and wishes and presents and everything like that. You're so right. If you give just because you want to give, you don't have the expectations that somebody or something will give you in return. And when you do receive stuff in return, or just receive, which is also a very important point, because I feel for women especially, it's so much easier to give than receive. Like, it's hard for us to even receive.
Yeah, like, it's like we receive it, but there's guilt along with it. Like, you receive yeah. it, but you're like, but what can I do for you now in return?
Exactly. It's like that guilt that, oh my God, now I have to do something in return. Like, yeah. this.
That's bigger.
That's, or at least the same.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So that's that vicious circle where if you would give from a full heart and without expecting anything in return, you could also receive without that guilt feeling that, oh my God, now I have to do something that I don't want to be doing. And this is what's important to cultivate. So if everybody just give from abundance, give from a full heart and do not expect anything in return, and then receive without guilt or shame, that's where would be the perfect place in celebrating pretty much anything, or giving, receiving, and that exchange of energy.
Yeah. And this will tie into like Christmas and other celebrations too, which we'll also talk about another time. But the thing is, like, I have no idea how to change this or like how to bring things into balance right now. It's just things that I've been, you know, observing or thinking about, and we thought it would be interesting to talk about and bring the conversation forward. And I'm sure a lot of people are feeling pressures around holidays and things and balancing things out and this like transactional things, and it can get overwhelming. And it's just good to just check in and be like, how do I really want to celebrate? Like, what's really important to me? I also wanted to talk about just the energy of birthdays, like when astrology and human design, what they mean for us, and in gene keys. So actually recently I've been getting into the gene keys, and the gene keys are connected with human design. It kind of helps us map out our life purpose, or what we're here to master, what we're here to do. So it's like, it's similar to those things, but I've been having fun with the gene keys lately because so it works with the sun sign, where the sun is around your birthday, like your I don't know what the name of this jinky is. I guess it's your, I'm going to say it, your sun sign jinky, like your birthday jinky, because it changes. So this one changes every 6 days. So every 6 days, there's a new jinky with the sun, like with the time that we're in. So when you're born, you'll be under that one certain jinky. I mean, you have like a whole bunch, but it's like this sun sign, this birthday one. So I've just like recently gotten into this. And I was listening to the one for my birthday. And you can just go on the Gene Key website and listen to it every week. Like, there's a new one every week. And that's kind of like the collective influence, like, of the sun right now. So I was listening to the one for my birthday. And that was, it was really, really cool.
Yeah, cool. Well, we're going to leave the link for that, all this information, in our description. And I just wanted to, like, a side note to say that the Gene Key is the spin-off of the Human Design. And if you don't know what the Human Design is, check out our Human Design series, mm-hmm. which is, this is a system that sort of like explains and maps out your existence. So the Gene Keys, it's like a layering on the Human Design knowledge, and making the Human Design a little bit deeper, right? That's how you would describe it?
Yeah, and kind of like mastering what you came here to do, your life purpose. It I just love it because it helps you understand your shadows and the potential that you have, like, to be here. It feels a little bit like, it feels light in a lot of ways.
Human design is like a map, and Gene Keys is like a mastering that map and making it better, like becoming a master of your life. That's what we would read, but you know, human design and Gene Keys specialists can correct us.
Yeah, I don't quite know how to compare it yet because I'm so new to the Gene Keys, but I can say I'm like obsessed. I was like reading my Gene Keys. I'm like, oh my God, I came here to be amazing. I can't wait. I can't wait to tap into that. So it's like on your birthday week, they'll have the Gene Key of your birthday that you were born under. So it's really cool to listen. Oh, you can also scroll back and listen to them just to see. But I also enjoy listening to the present ones to just feel, see if the influence connects with what I'm feeling right now.
Yes. And it's, everybody is important and everybody came here to do big things. We just need to really start looking and tapping into the potential that we have, that we repress, majority of us repress, and feel so lost.
Okay, that just reminded me, that just like made it click in. What the Gene Key is about mastering your genius. So we each came here with a genius. So we all came here to do amazing things, right? It's just about tapping into our own personal genius. Like my genius, I can't do what Lena does and pretend it's my genius. Like it's just not going to work. Though our genius is tapping into who we truly are and doing things our own way.
Exactly. It's like if you are a bee, and you're good at being a bee, but then you decide to become an ant. You're not going to be as good of an ant if you can be a bee. It's very simple. If you like really tap into who you are and understand who you are, like with human design, with astrology, with numerology, with other tools, again, that we've covered in our previous podcasts, you will become the true you. And as soon as you become the true you, you really can get anything you want. Like you will master your life, you will master the creation of you and what you came here to do, basically. And you will definitely be fulfilled then and not searching for things outside of yourself, because everything's already in you.
Yeah. And then in human design, like it just reminds me of our human design conversation and how we're talking about how human design started. And the human design theory is that on the moment you're born, all the neutrinos from the stars that are above you, like, that are in the sky at the moment you're born, they kind of wash over you. They like fill into you. And that's the imprint that it leaves on you. And that creates your body map. So I think feel like that's connected to astrology and everything. So something magical must happen at that moment where, well, it's not like the stars will be exactly the same, just like certain ones, right? Like they're not going to be exactly the same as the moment you're born because, you know, Pluto's in a different location, all that other stuff. But the sun's in the same location for you. And I think that it will still create like a magical little, like, oh, I know this frequency.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's talk about a little bit about the history of birthday celebrations. You know, at one point, like people didn't use to exactly keep track of their birthdays and when they were born. Like time used to be different. I don't think we didn't keep track of time the same way we do now. I mean, we certainly kept track of time in certain ways because people have been mapping the stars for such a very long time. But I think just the days and weeks and birthdays, it wasn't kept track of the way we do now. So at one point when birthdays were first started to be celebrated, they were just reserved for like the nobles, the people that were leaders or nobles, and they would have these big massive parties, and it was more like a thing to celebrate your like the leader and to honor that person. And then eventually, I think it was more in the 18th, more like 19th century that it started being celebrated for kind of everybody. And
I guess when it when they started really tracking the birthday somewhat. Because even like 50, 60 years ago in some countries, the birthdays were just written. Like I know my grandmother's birthday, the Pope just wrote whatever date he decided, like, right? 3 days later.
Yes, like the baby would get the birthday at the date, like they showed up to the hospital. Like if they were born at home, it's like you go to the hospital 3 days later, or not, I don't know, not the hospital, whatever you had to go. Like your birthday was 3 days later then.
Exactly. So nobody really knew exactly when the birthdays were. So it's very recent. It's not even that far. But it's like long, long time ago, let's say Roman Empire, they only celebrated birthdays for men. And I think they were tracking men's birthday a little bit more because they needed the soldiers to become of age and they needed to know. Also, men were more respected and I guess more valued than women.
And it was mostly for emperors and wealthy citizens too. It included the feasting and offerings. So they had that sort of tradition with, I guess it's parties have been around for a very long time.
Well, people like to celebrate stuff, so for sure. And birthday celebration is important for sure. I know that in my country, in Ukraine, people still celebrate birthdays in a big way, even during the war. Because it gives them that, you know, that moment of freedom and the moment of joy, even if it's all terrible and horrible. Everybody come and celebrate you, even if you don't feel like we were talking about the hosting and a lot of people. Yeah. When it's your tradition, I remember how it was for me. When it's been done over and over again, you kind of like get used to that, and it's hard for you not to have it because this is the only thing maybe you're looking forward to for the whole year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's always good to have things to celebrate, to raise your vibration. And
that is true. Exactly.
To bring joy and bring people together and that sense of community and that you're there for like one purpose. And it's very nice to celebrate in that way. And as you were talking about, it was making me think, you know, about doing birthday parties and how I don't want to do like big parties right now. But then, like, that's just for right now. We also have to give ourselves permission to change. And for, like, everybody listening, give yourself permission to change. Because maybe sometimes you just want to keep it small. And sometimes you want to have, like, big, beautiful celebration things. And all of it is allowed and you're allowed to change. And people have different phases of life. Like I said, right now, I'm just low energy. My social battery is low. But other times I'll want to.
You'll want to, and you just have to. I think the key point here is to inform the people around you where you are, and don't be afraid to say no. It was a very perfect example with this birthday. I guess I'm still struggling a bit with saying no, especially to people that are super close to me. And I feel certain obligations because, as I said, usually on my birthday, I go with my one or two best friends to the Korean spa and we have like a little intimate celebration. And this birthday, I didn't feel like it, but my friend's like, so are we going? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't feel good. And she's like, you know, you don't have to. And it's your birthday. You can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm giving you permission to do whatever you want to do. I'm like, oh my God, this is so true. Like even with being super sick and not wanting to do anything, I still felt a little bit obligated to go with that celebration that I originally planned. So it's important to communicate where you are. What do you want to your loved ones, to people around you, and be ready to say no if you don't want to do something.
Yeah, because it's like it's what you want to do or like not want to do, but then it's that part of you that's also like, oh, but this person wants to celebrate me and honor me, and like I don't want, you know, I don't want to say no because like it also brings them joy or they want to be there for me, and that's so sweet. And oh, there's just so many feelings that go along with it. So many through there.
The other portion was like, I see a lot of people posting this like celebration or what are they doing on social media. And I'm like, oh, I should have just done something. You know, this is a perfect opportunity to kind of like promote yourself and show whatever things are happening. And I'm just like, I don't want to. I don't want to. So it's important. So important. I'm going to really remind it again and again that it's important to do what you feel like doing and not to do what you don't want to be doing, especially on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We all have that fear of missing out. And like, if you don't use this opportunity, then something else, it will not happen and things like that. But no, you just have to make the decision, really feel into yourself, really understand what's happening within you, communicate it to the world. And for me as a manifester, that's like the hardest, because I feel like I'm just doing things or thinking things or within myself. And it's hard for me to kind of communicate it to people around me so they know what's happening. But I'm doing much better on that. And I'm really progressing in the communication and learning how to communicate. I think learning how to communicate should be the number one thing that is taught in school, because we've been taught so many things, but nobody's teaching us really good communication. And that is the key to everything. In order to like understand yourself and express yourself, it makes the world and the life so much easier.
Yeah. To learn how to say no without feeling like the world's going to crumble down on you.
Yes. And you're not going to be liked, and you're not going to be liked. You're going to be an outcast, and that's it. You're going to die.
Yeah.
That's such a crazy correlation.
Okay. So there's the traditional ways we all celebrate birthdays, like with cakes and candles and all that, all those things. But you can also add a spiritual spin to your birthdays if you're into it and that's how you want to celebrate. So one thing I always love to do around my birthday is, like I said, journal before and do some releasing energy, decide what I want to let go of from the year before, what I'm ready to leave behind. Because a lot of times around my birthday, I'll have like these repeating patterns come up. But I mean, that could also just be because it's Pisces season. It's all that's what this season's all about. So I'll have all these like patterns I need to close that come up. So I'll journal a lot on what I want to leave behind. And then after my birthday or on my birthday, I'll journal about what I want to call in. And I also love to do something like a self-care thing, like a facial, something pampering, just bring in good energy. So that is like a little ritual that I love to do around my birthday. Is there something that you like to do?
Very similar stuff, and that I would definitely recommend, because to go inward and sort of like reflect a few days prior does not necessarily have to be on the day, but like a couple of days prior or a couple of days after, and journal and understand what you want to let go, what no longer serving you. Maybe journal on it, maybe just think about it. I like to just write it down and then burn it, like make it a little bit more ritualistic, like see it all go away, and then write down all my goals and wishes, and smaller wishes, bigger wishes throughout the year. And definitely do like a full reset. As I said, I like to go to Korean spa and do like a little scrubbing where they scrub you all over and kind of take the pieces of you away and kind of like sweat it out, and spiritually and emotionally and physically release some things. I also did one year I did a solar activation, like astrological solar activation, where my astrologer would map out the year for me, but she also gave me like little things to do throughout the day of my birthday, like when the solar, like when my sun starts, and then like each hour, like each couple of hours, I don't remember how it was. She's like, on each house, like there are 12 houses in astrology, on each house you do certain things to activate that house within your year. And that was really cool. It was, I don't know how much it actually did for my year, but it was a really cool experience. And I do feel that year I was like very powerful after I did that. And I'm sure there's some other tools that people use, but it would be cool to know if you guys would like to share in the comments. We would appreciate that. That would be really cool to know how you celebrate your birthday, what rituals and what other tools you do in order to activate your full potential around the birthday or throughout your life.
And I love like the tradition we all do that I absolutely love is blowing out a candle on your birthday. I love that there's fire. I love that you're making a wish. I love that you're blowing it out. I think there's something so magical about it. It's like you're sending that fire, that wish out into the universe. And it's like such a cool, it's a fun way of manifesting, right? Because you're just setting it out and letting it go and seeing what comes.
Exactly. I think we should blow out candles, not just on birthdays. I think that should be like a thing if you want to make a wish.
Yeah.
Why is it only birthdays?
I don't think it's only... I think I've done it other times too. Yeah. I think I have, but it just seems more magical on your birthday.
For sure, because you have all that powerful energy and all that attention on you. So it's definitely activating many more things.
Yeah. And also on birthdays, like when it's somebody's birthday, I like to send them like extra energy. Like, I'm sending you extra energy so your wish comes true.
Yes, you know? I do that too, especially when like I feel it and I really like put it into the wish. Because before I used to just kind of like do generic wishing. And now I'm, whenever I want to say happy birthday to someone, I'm really putting an effort and energy into it. So my wishes are really magical. So yeah. Whoever gets my happy birthday wish, it's infused with extra energy and extra stuff. So utilize it.
Yeah. I think that's so special. I love getting messages like that and like sweet, thoughtful messages. And I love sending them too. To
be
like,
yes.
Exactly. What do I really wish for you?
Yep.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode on birthdays. It's just something that we've been reflecting on as we were celebrating our birthdays, you know, all the traditions, why we do the things we do. Then it also got us talking about weddings and why we do the things we do for weddings and like Christmas and all the other holidays. So we want to reflect on those as well. It's just interesting to look back and on all the traditions that we do as a collective and see if it's still, if like, we want to do the same thing, if it's how we want to move forward, what really brings us joy, what we really want to do. Is like the whole world is in this place of kind of, I feel like collectively we're in this place of being like, what no longer works? What are mm-hmm. we going to do now?
Yes, so, shedding off the old stuff. We are in a transitional period where like old pieces like really falling off. And that's why it's so uncomfortable, because it's when the old pieces are falling off, then you are not quite there yet. And you just like feel so unstable and you don't understand what's happening, but it's all for the best. So yeah. Celebrate your birthdays, celebrate yourself, not just on your birthdays, but every day. Like that practice of gratitude is very important, to just be grateful that you are here and knowing that you are here for something, you're here for purpose. Many, many things came together in order for you to be born. And you are important as you are. You don't really even have to do anything. You as a person, you value, you have immense value and immense importance. You just have to tap in into that potential that you're carrying inside and be as authentic as you can possibly be.
Yeah. So we just hope this episode gives you permission to reflect and see what it is that you really want to do for yourself, how you want to celebrate yourself, and also how you really want to celebrate other people, what it is that you want to give to them, and how you want to be celebrated outside of, you know, maybe the regular traditions. Like if there's something like another intuitive idea that you have of what you want to do for somebody, of what you want for you, just try it, just do it, just set a new trend, a new rule. It's completely allowed. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you share it with a friend. And we'd love to hear of what you think and how you celebrate your birthdays in the comments.